presidential election 2025 on News Talk.
I'm joined in this makeshift studio by Ivana Bacik, leader of the Labour Party. You must be very pleased that you gambled, because there were voices within your own party who did not want this support for Catherine.
Well, Pat, first of all, thanks for inviting me on, and apologies if I'll have to rush away shortly.
Sure.
As we're expecting our 10th Uachtaráin na hÉireann, the president-elect, Catherine Connolly, to arrive very shortly. Yes, of course, I'm absolutely thrilled and delighted for Catherine, and I want first just to pay immense tribute to Catherine, to Bevan O'Connor, her Director of Elections, and all her amazing team based in Galway, but who've just run such a positive, energetic, enthusiastic and passionate campaign, and they've really swept the board today. We in Labour are really proud to have been part of this campaign. I saw it right from the start as very important that we were an integral part, and so we came out very early in July to back Catherine. Back in January, Pat, I had written to the leaders of the Social Democrats and the Green Party suggesting that we would combine behind a United Left candidate, and I was so happy when Catherine stepped forward and when we were able to throw our support behind her as a party.
Okay, how do you cope then with the dissonant voices in your own party, including a former leader, Alan Kelly? I mean, what do you do with them? What kind of retribution are you planning for Alan?
Well, Pat, first of all, I suppose the main thing to say today is just how incredible the support has been and the solidarity from Labour members, Labour representatives across the country who've been rallying behind Catherine over the last weeks and months. 12 out of our 13 Oireachtas members signed Catherine's nomination papers, and there's an absolutely overwhelming and resounding support for Catherine within the Labour Party. We had a very democratic process, clearly, where we decided to back her. And indeed, that backing has paid off. And as others have pointed out, Labour coming on board in July represented a really significant moment for the campaign.
And this dividend that you expect to get from this, because, I mean, her victory has been absolutely emphatic. There's no question about it.
Emphatic.
More than twice the vote of Heather Humphreys.
Precisely. I mean, people are even using the L word, landslide. And there's no doubt, Pat, this represents a movement. Catherine herself has said it. I've seen it myself, where I've led a cross-party canvas team in Dublin Bay South. Seen it across the country, where we're seeing younger people, older people, all really galvanised by Catherine's energy and her enthusiasm and the vision of an alternative form
of politics. I could put it to you, when you look at Labour's performance electorally, the fact that you have a Labour Party president didn't seem to rub off on the party, if you know what I mean, in terms of a dividend from having your person in the park.
Well, there's never been a left-wing president elected in Ireland without Labour support and Labour backing, and indeed Michael D. Higgins and Mary Robinson have done us proud as presidents. And
again, but why doesn't that rub off, do you know, on the party?
Well, I think that the reality, Pat, as we all know, is when a president is elected, they become a president for all the people. They leave their party affiliation at the door. And, you know, that's why I think it's so important that we saw, and just to pay tribute to the Taoiseach, I know Francis is here, but to pay tribute to the Taoiseach, who was here earlier today in Dublin Castle, and I think I understand the Taoiseach is now going to come to Dublin Castle. I think that's really important, because once Catherine is elected, as it is now absolutely with beyond doubt that she will be with a resounding vote, she becomes a president for all the people and not associated with any party. And of course, Catherine herself is and has always been independent in this campaign. And so the backing of parties is no longer, if you like, an issue. And just as when Michael D was elected in 2011 and re-elected in 2018, the fact that he had been a Labour minister, and, you know, we're so proud of him, but nonetheless, he was a president for all of Ireland, and the immense affection, the immense support Michael D had.
Okay, so let's suppose there isn't a dividend from having Catherine Connolly in the park, but what do you see is the outcome of what's the lesson learned from this unity of the left to get Catherine Connolly elected?
Well, I think,
I mean, what's the implication for the next election?
There's a really simple lesson here, Pat, and it's a really exciting one for those of us on the left and those of us who've always believed in the need to build to a centre-left led government. The lesson is that we're stronger united than we are divided. We have more in common around the vision, the values that Catherine herself has articulated so clearly. We've more in common than divide us. And that's why it's been so refreshing to work on this cross-party basis and to see this alternative vision for Irish politics, a politics of equality, of solidarity, to see this emerge to the point where I think this does mark a seismic shift and the beginning of a new movement in Irish politics.
Ivana, thank you very much for making time.
Dramatic.
Off you go to meet
your candidate,
your successful candidate. Thank you very much.
Presidential election 2025 on News Talk.